With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Media outlets, including the Washington Post, are reporting that Montana's Congressman Ryan Zinke is President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for the Secretary of the Interior. CNN is reporting that Zinke has accepted the nomination. The Post and other outlets are citing anonymous sources, and Congressman Zinke's office has not issued any statements at this time. Jeff Essman is the chairman of the Montana Republican Party.
Montana's loss would be the nation's gain if Congressman Zinke is called for to serve in that capacity.
In November, Zinke won his second term as Montana's congressman. He was an early Trump supporter, but has split with the Republican Party over the sale of public lands. The National Republican Party supports the idea, but Zinke says he's against it. Essman says he can't answer what Zinke's nomination would mean for public lands in Montana. If Zinke accepts the post and is nominated by Congress, Governor Steve Bullock would be allowed to appoint a temporary successor, and then state law requires him to set a special election 85 to 100 days after the House seat becomes vacant. Essman says he's confident that Republicans will retain the seat. He has no idea how Montana Democrats will respond if this rumor is true, but adds,
"It's pretty clear that Denise Juneau is looking for work."
Zinke has generally been considered a strong potential challenger for Senator John Tester's seat in 2018. Today, Senator Tester's office said he, quote, "congratulates the congressman on this high honor. He looks forward to hearing from him on this important nomination," end quote. A political nonprofit group dedicated to providing voters with unbiased facts about candidates is moving to Iowa. The Des Moines Register reports Vote Smart plans to trade its ranch in Montana for offices at Drake University. A $4 million asbestos removal project is underway at the former federal courthouse in downtown Billings. The Billings Gazette reports that the five-story building has been sitting empty for several years, but the asbestos removal and a contest to remain the structure signal a fresh start. With your Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Thanks for listening.
With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monatis. A state judge has dismissed a temporary order of protection filed against Barry Beach after the woman who sought the order failed to show up for a hearing to determine whether the order should become permanent. Beach's attorney Tim Baldwin says District Judge Ingrid Gustafson gave the woman 90 minutes to show up yesterday before dismissing the order. The woman received the order after saying she was the mother of Beach's child and that he repeatedly contacted her against her wishes. State prosecutors have filed a motion to revoke the 10-year suspended sentence Beach was given when he was granted clemency. Beach served more than 30 years in prison for a 1979 homicide he has maintained he did not commit. A snow goose that was captured and treated last week after drinking the acidic waters, of the Berkeley Pit has died and another is still recovering. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service had hoped to release the bird yesterday, but it died at a Butte animal shelter on Friday. Another snow goose was captured and treated over the weekend, and it is being treated to recovery. The news comes after 3,000 or more migrating snow geese died after drinking the water in the Berkeley Pit on November 28th. Wildlife Service spokesman Ryan Mooring says the agency is working with mine officials to strengthen the hazing program at the pit in time for spring migration. A wolf that escaped a tourist attraction in southeastern Idaho has been shot and killed by its owner. An Idaho Fish and Game official tells the Standard Journal that the owner of Yellowstone Bear World tracked the wolf in the snow and shot it about an hour after it got out of the enclosure Saturday morning. Yellowstone Bear World also has bears and allows visitors to drive vehicles through the large enclosures. It's located near the city of Rexburg and west of Yellowstone National Park. Owner Courtney Ferguson says all the animals were born and raised inside Bear World and none have come from the wild. Idaho officials say the wolf was private property, so the state's hunting rules don't apply. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis.